We're learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Chof Zayin Obeis, we're top of Chof Ches Amud Aleph. We're middle of a Maisa here, when Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua to stand while he spoke, and the people felt that Rabbi Gamliel wasn't being so nice to Rabbi Yeshua, so they said they want to remove him from the post of Nasi. And they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They said, ask him, do you want to be a Nasi? So he said, he has to go ask his wife. Amal hu, the bottom of Chof Zayin Beis, also the imlich be'inchi beis, I'm going to go ask my wife if I should take this job, the Nasi. Also the imlich be'inchi, he went to ask his wife. Amalei, dilma ma'advalach, you know, maybe don't take the job because maybe they're going to remove you also as well. Look, you see, they removed Rabbi Gamliel, maybe they're going to remove you. Amalei, l'shtamish inas yem echad, v'kosa the mikra. Well, it's worth, if you get this fancy cup, even though it's a glass cup and it might break, it's still worth it, even though I got to use it for one day or two, it's enough, even though it's going to break the next day, it's still worth it. So to be a Nasi is still worth it, even though they might remove you from my post. Now, what's the pshat? So it's an interesting Yaris, the Vashia, says the pshat. We know that the Gemara says, and it's a Rashi and Chumash, that there are three people who get the all the various Mechilah all the Averis. A chasin, someone's oil l'gdula, and a ger. So oil l'gdula gets his Averis, you know, it's like a Yom Kippur for him. So she said, that's what he told his wife. It's worth it. Even for one day, l'maisa, I get kaparas avoynais, so it's worth it even one day to become the Nasi. Armolei, so she said back to him, okay, here you want to be a Nasi, you know, it's worth it, but less l'chal chirusha, you have no white hair, you look like a young person, you're not going to be respected. So the Gemara, who Yomer Bar Tamnis Arishani Hava? He was 18 years old that day. Srachashle Nisa, a nace happened. Va'adiru loy Tamnis Sari Dorech Yerusha. He got 18 rows of white hair. Hainu the Kamra Lozim Azariah. That's what Lozim Azariah says in the Mishnah. Harei Ani Keben Shemeshana. I am like 70 years old. Don't say Loy Ben Shemeshana. Don't say he was 70 years old. He's like 70 years old. He looked like 70 years old, even though he was much younger. So here we have the new Nasi, Rabbi Lozim Azariah, who is 18 years old. And it says, right away, he changed the policy. Tana oisa yoyim solku l'shoyme ha-Pesach. They used to have, in front of the door, this Beis Medrash, used to have a shoymer to watch the door, to make sure, to see who comes in. V'nit n'lem shush tamidim l'kon, they say, let all tamidim come in to learn. Shehoyer Rabbi Gamliel, when Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, Shehoyer Gamliel machriz v'oymer, called Talmud chen teichi gebara, any Talmud that his outside looks like the inside like the outside, He's through and through a good person. That's only people we let in the Beis Medrash. Kol Talmud she'ain toichei kebarei lo yikonos Beis Medrash. If it's not toichei kebarei, if his inside is not like his outside, you know, outside looks like a real frum guy, but inside is not, we don't let him into the Beis Medrash. But Rabbi Elazar Azariah took away the shomer. No more shomer. No more guard by the door. Ahu yoyma toisu kama safsle. A lot of new benches will have to be brought in for the new Talmidim. And it's about is how many new Talmidim in one day. Rabbi Yechon, pligaba Abba Yosef and the story of Rabbanim. Chalam ha-toysu Abba Meir Safsli. One of them said it was 400 new benches had to be brought in. New chairs. V'chalam ha-sheva Meir Safsli. 700 new chairs had to be brought in. And it was knocking away the Beis Medrash. Havikachol, so died to the Rabbi Gamliel. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Gamliel came to the Beis Medrash. He was there and he sees, wow, look at the people here. He says, oh, maybe second guessing himself that maybe he should have been a little more lenient also. You think maybe all those years I kept Torah away from Yisrael? So Achsi Lebechelme, in his dream, he saw a chatzpi, a big barrel, chiyure, it was a white, beautiful barrel outside. The Mayan Kitva inside was Efer, trying to show him that, don't worry, these Talmidim are not Torah Kibare, so you didn't do anything wrong. And the Gemara says that Velohi, it's not true, those Talmidim were pretty good. He, L'suvi, died to Achsi Le. They only showed him that Cholim to make him feel better. Zog the Gemara that day when Elazar ben Azariah had all these Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, Tana Idias Boy B'Yev Nishnas. That was the day that the Mishnayis Idias was said that was on that day. And since they had so many Talmidim, so everything worked out perfectly. Anytime it says in other Mishnayis, besides Idias, Boy B'Yev, it means that day. Who Yoyim Ahava? It's that day. You have this in Mishnah and Talmud and other places. Yadayim, Mishnah Yadayim, and other places you have this. There's no halacha that day that they didn't know and they couldn't explain. But after Rav Gamliel, Limona Atzer Beis Medrash, and even Rav Gamliel was at that day at the Beis Medrash, and he didn't miss even a filo shah achas. And how do we know? The Tanan, because it's a Mishnah in Masechta Sedayim that says Bei B'yayim, which you know is that day, and there's a story where Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva argued about something else. Bei B'yayim, Bei Yehuda Ger Amoini Lefnehem. Yehuda, who is a Ger Amoini from Amoin, he came before the Beis Medrash. And of course, this is in the time of Rav Gamliel, which is after the second Beis Hamikdash, this is. And Yehuda Ger Amoini came, could I marry into the Kahal? I'm from Amoin. You can't come into the Kahal. You could come into the Kahal. You could marry into the Klal Yisrael. It's a pasuk in the Torah. They're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shua said, no. Are the people now in Amoin and Moav from Amoin and Moav? Kvar Olon Sancheriv Melech Ashur, already Sancheriv Melech Ashur came up. This was the end of the first Beis HaMikdash Sancheriv. He already came up with Bilbos Kol Umos. And he mixed everyone up. Shadam, it says in the Pasuk, Va'osir Gevulais Amim, which means I'll remove all the Gevulais. Va'asidaseim Shasasi, means I destroyed the standing. Va'orid Ka'abri Yoshvim, and I moved the strength. But like upon receiving the Pasuk, Va'osir Gevulais Amim, that he mixed up all the Umos. And now, when someone comes from Amoin, it's called a parish, real parish. He goes by the rave of the world, the rave of the world in Amoinim, and therefore he could marry into the Kahal. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Amle Rav Gamliel, but the pasuk says that Hashem will return the galus. Like Rav Nema, v'achken osh v'shus bnei Amoin um Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to return the bnei Amoin back to the cities. B'kvar Shavu, when people came back. Amalei Rabbi Shua, no, it doesn't mean that the Amoin came back, because that nevuah is lost of love. What's the raya? Like our Nehemar, v'shafti yeshvus Ami Yisrael. I'm going to return the captured people of Klal Yisrael. V'dayin l'shavu, and they didn't come back yet. So therefore, Rabbi Shua had a convincing taina, and everyone in Israel agreed to Rabbi Shua. There's no din Amoin Amoiv anymore after Sancheira was Bilbil Olam. Miyad hitiru love v'kal. They were mate. Omer Gamil, Hoyl Vahachiava, since he saw that the whole oil was maskim to Rabbi Shua, he saw Menashemayim, Hashem is showing him that Rabbi Shua is right. So he said, Ezel Vafaiser Rabbi Shua, let me go ask Mechila from Rabbi Shua. Kimotla Beis, we came to his house, Chazinullah, she saw the base of the Mashachim. He saw that the walls of his house were black. Omalei, Mechoyste Beisecha, Atanikash Bechamiat. I see from the walls of your house that you're a blacksmith. And like, you know, I thought you were learning. I thought you were learning full time and you're a blacksmith. Amalei, oy loy ledor shata parnosoi. He said, it's oy ledor that you are the parnas. Moshe Ragmil was a rich person. And you don't understand. She had the adeya, but sounds to Milcham. You don't understand how hard it is for Milcham to live. But Mayim is parnasim. Mayim is oinim. How are they living? It looks like they're living. They have to make some kind of money. So he was tiring a meal. He didn't mamish was yerid lodas ha tamid chabim who were living with dachkas. Amaloi. So Rabbi Gamliel answered, "Nesi loch, you're right. I was too harsh with you. Mechali be meichel me. Leask me. He didn't want to be meichelim. Then he said, 'I say b'shul kvoid abba. Do because of my father. Gamliel's father was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So he said, 'Do b'shul kvoid my father, pious.'" Then already he was a fayis. He accepted the apology and it was Meichelin. So now, this big news that Rabbi Gamliel asked Mechila from Meshua, Meshua was Meichelin. Amru, what?
What did he first tell him? No.
Amru, I don't know, I have to ask Rabbi Meshua. Amru, man nezel v'leim l'hu l'rabbonon. Man nezel v'leim l'rabbonon. Who's going to go tell the Rabbonon in the Beis Medrash that there was a mechila over here? Omalahu, ahu kaivis, a certain kaivis said, I'll tell them, anaz dilna. So Sholok Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua sent the Rav Rasha, Beremez, he sent like this, Sholok Rabbi Rasha, man the lovish mada, the one who usually wears the frak, the me'il, yalvish mada, should wear the coat that's worn by the nasi. Man the loy lovish mada, and someone who's not used to wearing the coat of the Nasi Yemu Laman the Lovas Mada Shlach Mada, tell a person who's used to wearing the coat not to wear the coat. But obviously, I should wear it. So that was a simon to say that Rabbi Mazar should give up his shtela back to Rabbi Gamliel. He should be the Nasi. Omulhu Rabbi Kiva the Rabbanon. So that the kavitz came and didn't work. So Omulhu Rabbi Kiva the Rabbanon. Truka Gali locked the doors. The last the Avdi Rabbi Gamliel Tzara Rabbanon. The Avdi Rabbi Gamliel shouldn't come and try to push his agenda. But Lamaisa Rabbi Shua wanted this to be, reconciled. So I'm Rabbi Shua Mutav the Eikim VeEzal Analagavaya. I'll go myself. Also, Tarav Abba went, knocked on the door. Of course, to let him in. Rabbi Shua is coming. Amalahu, and he said like this: Maza ben Maza, Yaza. Someone who is a Maza ben Maza, which means a Kohen ben Kohen, he should be Maza the Mechatas. He should spritz the Prar Duma. She'ain le Maza le ben Maza, and someone who's not a Kohen and not a ben Kohen, Yoimul Maza ben Maza, they should say to the Kohen ben Kohen, Me Mecha Me Ma'ara, your water is not good water of Eifra Makla, and your Eifra and your ashes is like regular oven ashes, not Paraduma ashes. Basically saying that Rav Glamil, who's the son of Nassim, he goes before someone who is not comes from Nassim. Omer Rekiva Rabishua, if Rabishua is coming, it must be, he says, a spicer. I'm saying, Miss Spicer, it looks like you were Michaelim. Klum Asinu, Ella Vashul Kvaitcha, we only did this whole thing because you're covered. Tomorrow, me and you will go to his door, and we're going to bring Rabbi Gamliel back as a Nasi. But the Shavuot was, how should I do this? Amri Hechi Navid. Navre, we're going to remove Rabbi Lozim Azariah Legamri. Gemiri, we know. Mailam Mekaydash, and read them. Once someone gets a status as a Mailam Mekaydash, he gets himself, becomes a Kohen Gadol, or anything like that, you can't remove him, can't make him less. You can't remove him to make him something lower. He's already at that status, at that level of Kedusha. We don't put him lower. So maybe, Mar Chad Shabbos, maybe Rabbi Gamliel will be Nasi 1 week, and Rabbi Lozim Zari another week. Also, Kenuya, that'll come to Kinna. Once it's a straight competition, that makes problems. So what they come out with? A Lidrash Rabbi Gamliel Klaus Shabbosi. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't do 3 Shabbos every month, Rabbi Lozim Zari Yachad Shabbos. So 1 month, one time a month. And some say it means 2 and 1. V'hainu d'amar Shabbos Shemiyah Hissa. Whose Shabbos was it? And it says in that memra, Rabbi Lozim Azariah Hissa. So that's what they did, and Rabbi Gamliel was Nasi 3 out of 4 weeks, and the fourth week was Lozim Azariah. Now, who was the Talmud who asked the whole question, started this whole story, that asked this whole question if Meir is Shus or not? And we had the whole story yesterday, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua. So we said yesterday, the Gemara tells us right here. V'oyse Talmud, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Hava. This Talmud was Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy. He was a Talmud Stav, so why didn't they say him right away? So some say, because might say he caused this whole thing to happen, so maybe they don't want to make that his fault. That's what it doesn't say at the beginning of the story, that's the Shem Ve'echai, and there's other Peshawatim also. So to Gemara Vaita. It said in our Mishnah that Musafim Zmanum Kol HaYoyim, and we know Rabbi Yehuda holds only till 7 hours, which is Ad Bechlal, which means till a half hour after Zman Mincha, you could say Musaf, and Lamaisa. We pass him like the Tanakama Kol HaYoyim. Om Rav Yechon Nikra Pesheya. But, Zok Rav Yechonon, if you say it after 7 hours, you're called a Pesheya. It's not a good thing. Tana Abono, Hoyofon Shtei Tefilas, Achash HaMincha V'Achash HaMusaf. Someone has a brother of him, it's after, let's say, after 6.5 hours, V'HaMincha came, what should he do? He dav Mincha or Musaf. Mespal Shem Mincha, he first dav Mincha V'Achash Mespal Shem Musaf. Why? Shizu Tadira V'Zu Ein Tadira. Mincha is more tadir, as every day than Musaf. So tadir and tadir, tadir kaidim. The thing that's more usual comes first. Now, even though the pshat is that it's tadir. Why? Because the figure of Tanakama, Musaf is left to be daven the whole day, so it's not going to miss anything by letting Musaf after Mincha. But Rabbi Huda says no. This is a mitzvah that's going to pass by his man, because only until 7 hours. You only have a half hour to say Musaf. So say Musaf first and then say Mincha. I'm Rabbi Yechon, what's halacha l'mayis? Halacha mispal shal mincha v'achav mispal shal musaf. Halacha l'mayis is, you dive at Mincha first and then Musaf. So I just want to speak out a few things of halacha l'mayis. So Taisvei brings in over here that sometimes in Kippur, you dive in very long shachris. And it comes to time Musaf, it's already after 6.5 hours. For example, let's say, in those times, in Yom Kippur Zmanim, it's around 1:30, it's Chatzais already. You didn't start Musaf at Chatzais at 1:30. So it was a half hour after Chatzos. So Chayra to come out, you should have a mincha before Musaf on Yom Kippur. That's what Tosis says. So Tosis says two mahalchim. Tosis, one mahalach Tosis says is that the only time you have to have a mincha first is you're holding by davening right now. What's pshat? Because later on you're going to be have a big chasano, you have a big business trip, and you can't have mincha later on. So right now you want to have mincha right now. You want to have musaf right now. So which one's first? You daven mincha first because it's tadir. But if I'm not holding daven mincha right now, I'm holding mincha is on the schedule for 5:30. So then there's no din tadir shein tadir tadir kaidim. That's what Mahalach Taisa says. There's not a mahalach in the Rabbeinu Yonah from Rabbeinu Tzafras that the whole din is only by mincha katana. The whole din of that you do mincha first. It's, right? Mincha katana already, it's already 9.5 hours, then you have a daven mincha first. But the Rabbeinu is like that pshat, because we have Rabbi Yehuda here, and Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about mincha katana. The third pshat is the Rambam's pshat. The Rambam's pshat is that only b'yachid you daven mincha first. But b'tzibur you'll daven musaf first, because he says if someone daven mincha first, then they're going to think that you always daven mincha for musaf. If you do b'tzibur, and therefore there's no such thing b'tzibur, and all these pshatim are brought down in Shulchan Aruch as Yashayimrims, and that's really the minig olam is that b'tzibur you have all the reasons by yourself taisvus, all these three reasons you have on your kippur by yourself a kaponim. If even if you're kippur up at 2 o'clock, either you're not going to have a mincha first, why not? Because tzibur, and also because you're not planning to have a mincha now, and also because it's not mincha katana yet. So any pshat you go with Yashayimrim, you'll be in good shape, and therefore you could daven musaf even then. What?
Isn't there
a
meaning of
Mahapak Pitsinaris? Yeah. No. That's not such a thing. By Pesuka Zimra said it. Not by here. Here's the Gemara. It's Tadatan and Kav. That's only the Pesuka Zimra's was thinking of that. Yeah. So, Gemara Vaita, Rab Zeira, Kiava Cholosh Megirsa. Rab Zeira, when he used to get too weak to learn, have also be also Pesuka Beir of Nasim Artuvi. He used to sit on the door of Nasim Artuvi. Oma Kichalfi Rabbanon. When Rabbanon walked by, oh, it's Eikim and Kamai. I'll stand up for them. So even though I'm not learning Torah, I'll get the mitzvah of standing up before Talmud Chacham. Also, Eikim and Kamai. But Kabbalah Agra, I'll get Tzchar. Nofak also, Rab Nosma Tuvi. Rab Nosma Tuvi walked out. Amalei, man amal halacha b'medrasha. Who said the halacha l'maisa in the base medrash today? Who said it? Amalei, hocha amal Rab Yechanan. Rab Yechanan said the halacha. Ain't halacha Rab Yehuda. Amal spal olam shal musaf, acham spal shal mincha. He said, we don't pass like Rab Yehuda holds that you daven musaf first and then mincha. Which means, it's the other way, like we said, you'd have mincha first because it's tadr. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Amra? Rabbi Yechanan say it? Only in? Yeah, he said it. Tolim de Arbaam Zimnim, he chazed from him 40 times that, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan. And so Omer Lei, Chaldi Yilach, Chaldi Yilach. What's Pshat Yechaz when you're so excited to chaz 40 times? Is it the first time you're hearing a memra from Rabbi Yechanan? Or this memra is a chiddush to you because you heard it a different way? Omer Lei, Chaldi Yilach. This memra is a chiddush to me. I heard it b'shem Rav Shuva ben Levi. I thought it was Rav Shuva ben Levi. Therefore, I'm chazing it over because I heard it in a different way. Therefore, I want to chaz it over. Omer Rav Shuva ben Levi, kol maspal tefil shem asaf m'lachashav eshoyis l'Rav Yehuda. Anyone who davens musaf after 7 hours, either means l'Rav Yehuda or d'Rav Yehuda, means anyone maybe. Alav akos v'aymer nugi m'moyed asafti m'cha hoyu. Now, what does that mean? My mashma, the high nugu lishol tavrahu, that nugu is lashon of breaking. Kevtagam v'yisiv tavra osi asanayim the beisrael the achri zmani me'ad v'yishlayim. Nugi might means that they klai will get broken because they missed the moyed, they missed the time of the kabonis of the moyed, which is like Rosh Chodesh, the masafma called the moyed. They're going to get broken because they missed the times of the moyed, which is the musaf. Om Rav Elazar, we use the pasuk for something else. Kol maspal tefilas shachris acha avashoyis Rav Yehuda. Anyone who davens shachris after 4 hours, olav akasuvim and nugi umayid asaftim chahayu. And here we're touching means lishon tsar. My mashma the high nugi lishon the tsarahu. The chesiv dolfa nafshim atuga. You know, my nefesh is suffering from tuga, from tsar. So you see, nugi umayid asafti means that if you miss the moed of shachris, then there's tsar. And the mashal speaks out. It was one more thing. The besulos were in tsar, and it was bitter for them. So you see, it's loshon tsar. Now, why is used loshon tsar by shachris and by musaf loshon of breaking? Zok the mashal, because musaf has no tashlumim. If you miss musaf, you're done. You can't daven it. But shachris, at least you have a tashlumim, either for chatzos or afterwards as two minchas, and therefore it's only a loshon tsar.